a walk. An evening walk with dog. Hi, Eugene. Good night. A little walk around the estate. And for the very, very first time, I've met somebody coming out of a house, putting some rubbish in his rubbish bin. And that's why Rocky, the little cotton de tulier, was barking. Seems to be a nice, pleasant night. Little chilly, dry, cloudy overhead. And I've come across my first full stop. First time I've been brought to an abrupt halt as he crawls in under a bush and does a little exploration, and I now try to persuade him to move on, because my intention is to get a quick walk in this evening, get a good night's sleep, and be a well-slept man tomorrow. Better than I was today. Sleep is such an important thing. Sleep is what I sometimes ignore, my need for sleep. Get falsely confident that I can do without it. Think that it's a kind of optional extra. And yet sleep is so central. Well, that's what I'm thinking tonight anyway. Look, don't take me as the authority on the topic. Don't even take myself as an authority on the topic. I just felt like saying sleep matters a lot. My body probably feels it wants to be asleep. But it's become increasingly impossible not to take the dog for a walk late at night. You know, it feels very unfair to him if I don't, and if I just, you know, give him a few minutes outside and say, well, look, mate, this is your chance to do your stuff. But no, to take him for a walk, and actually to take myself for a walk, because it is really an investment in myself. Walking along a long road to Mandalay, the yellow brick road, the road less travelled, the road. I was looking at Audio Mo, the Audio Mo hashtag this evening, looking at all the hundreds of audios that were made under that hashtag, many of them in languages I couldn't understand. Now, this won't make any sense to those of you listening to this who have no idea what Audio Mo is about. You'd have to go into Audio Boo, put in the hashtag Audio Mo, and find out about it. But my good friend Ern Mander, and my other good friend Telling Tales, and my good friend Bernie Goldback, they all know about it because we were all doing it. Okay, we've got to the wall. This is where the real dramatic action takes place. The dog has performed, and we're now walking back. And my head feels all the better for being outside walking. I spent an awful lot of the day in a car, are in a nursing home today visiting. So fresh air is quite a help. I haven't really got anything to say for myself really this evening, except whatever comes out next will be what I have to say for myself. And I haven't a clue what that's going to be either. And we're getting towards the end of January, so I suppose the truth is that I've nearly been walking the dog every evening in January. So I can be proud of myself. Proud that as a responsible dog owner, although sometimes I must admit I feel the dog owns me, I have been doing my duty. There are all these people on Twitter who write little tweets about walking the dog late at night, and I often think I should send them a copy of the audio and encourage them to make audios themselves. I wonder what other people... The only person I know who does audio walking his dog is Christian Payne, that wonderful documentary man who's such an inspiration to me. Yes, he takes his dog for a walk, or he did the last time, or I've listened to several of his dog walking boos. He moved house and had to walk his dog in a new place. Yes. Oh dear. Such is life. Such is life. Another bin. Another bin. Full of the detritus of daily life. Yeah, rubbish bins. Wonder some evening when I'm feeling in a frivolous, completely frivolous humour, I'll go around talking to the rubbish bins. Ode to rubbish. Yes, it was on a Thursday night. Late into the light. I'm not going to try and make up a silly piece of poetry. Here's a car. My goodness. I am out early tonight, I can tell. Usually I'm a good hour and a half later than this. And there's nobody coming out to add last minute stuff into their bin. And there's no car whizzing past. Yes, it's a crowd called Country Recycling who are doing the bins here. Oh yes, here we go. Down the slope back to the house. And there's a little chill in that wind. If you weren't careful, you could easily catch a chill. Okay. This is what I would call a bit of a empty boo. It's a boo designed to empty the mind. Okay, I wish you a very good night. Bye-bye.